defense of our fight for independence and the birth of our Constitution. To sing through my own eyes, please welcome Aaron Carter and Kayla.
Time for the Arsenal of Freedom Show podcast. I am your host, Jake Reed, and today is 4/2/24. April Fool's Day is over. Yee-hoo! We can get back to our regularly scheduled freedom content, starting with the intro theme song to Liberty's Kids, which was a TV show I adored growing up. And occasionally I still watch it on the sneak because it is a show about the founding of this country, America. It has a lot to do with today's topic because it covers Ben Franklin pretty significantly in that show. And that's actually the item of the day today is the Liberty's Kids DVD set. I also recommend the digital version if you don't have a DVD player or don't like physical discs, but always have a backup because one day Amazon might say, oh, you're not allowed to watch your content anymore, even though we said you could watch it perpetually, or, you know, Amazon might go out of business someday. And the theme song was actually recorded by Aaron Carter and Kayla Hinkle, and sadly, Aaron passed away in November of 2022, but his music and his influence on liberty will live on. So, Benjamin Franklin, as I hope we all know, was one of the founding fathers. And what people might not really realize is that more than just an inventor and a founding father, he was a printer. He was a journalist. And that whole series is about following two journalists that are fictional characters that follow the events of the America's founding through the end of the Revolutionary War and just a little bit after. It's kind of it's, you know, TVY, so think like 11 to 14 year olds maybe, depending on how interested they are. Now, homeschoolers tend to be a little bit more precocious and can handle unaliving content on cartoons, but they handle it very tastefully. This was PBS, but this was PBS in the early 2000s, back when you could still say things like freedom, liberty, the Constitution. And all in all, it's just a really good show that teaches about the journalistic principles of who, what, where, why, when, and how, episode by episode, starting with the Boston Massacre and following all the way to the surrender at Yorktown. And there's a couple episodes that wrap it up. It used some really A-list celebrities like Walter Cronkite as Benjamin Franklin. I believe Sylvester Stallone was in this. Arnold Schwarzenegger played a Prussian general. And we all know, people who know me know I'm a huge fan of Prussia. Not the education system, though. From my episode a few days ago on Europa Universalis 4. But that should be enough about that. Printing, and how did it start? Well, the earliest possible writing I can think of would be just a finger in the sand or in the dirt and etchings and different symbols. And we've obviously lost all of those original writings. But Dr. Miles Jones, which I can link in the show notes, does a lot of studies of Paleo Hebrew and how the alphabet came into existence from the Aleph and the Beta, and that moving into Greek, which got interpreted into Latin, which is most Latin character sets, including English. And as a programmer, I have to deal with many different character sets just to type. And Steve Jobs did a speech, his commencement speech, that talked about his contributions to, you know, Apple and linting and hinting and all the different things that go into both programming and printing press. But that's getting a little bit technical and jumping ahead. So some of the earliest printing was block printing, where you just cut into a piece of wood and you'd have to mirror it a letter. So like the letter A is symmetrical. So you could just cut the letter A and stamp it on some ink and print it on paper. And then you can go into how they made paper, like papyrus and the different topics. But that's maybe a topic for another show. And then, of course, today we have rubber stamps. That's one of the easier ways to do it, where they're already pre-done and you just stamp it in an ink pad and you can go. But the printing press was the start of freedom of information, for real, when the average person could go and get something printed for, you know, a few shillings. And a shilling, think of an old silver dime in the U.S., like a pre-1965 dime. It's about that much silver. So that's today's money, $2, $3, $4, $5, you could go get something printed. And that existed far earlier than 1440s in China. But by the 1450s, it started spreading to Europe. And then it really started in the 1500s, around 1550 or so, with the Protestant Revolution, or Reformation, I should say. And just to get into perspective, 1440 was 584 years ago. So we've had modern printing for half a millennium, and then a grandfather on top of it. And the reason I brought this up today is because I just finished working on a book that I'm printing an initial run of, like 50 copies, called the 13 Stomps book. And this book will have explicit content, F-word warnings, but there's going to be a physical and a digital version. And I'm planning on, if you buy the physical version, you get the digital version for free. Because I co-wrote this book with Jack Spierko. And to be fair, he did most of the work with the 13 Stomps episodes. I just translated and wrote down the, transcribed it. But I also put in a lot of my own thoughts. So you can kind of tell the difference, especially if you listen to each episode. They're linked in the book physically, so you can type in the permalink. It's kind of short. But in the PDF version, you could just select copy and paste. And I'd like to deliver a linkable HTML document as well. But that's going to take a little bit of work to add to that. So, getting ready for Self-Reliance Festival this weekend. Wanted to get those printed so I'd have something to show the people from Self-Reliance Festival that also enjoy that kind of content. So two modern printing places I recommend are Best Value Copy. I've done some personal like planner copying, just flat sheets. And I've always had really good experience with Office Depot and Office Max versus other printing companies. But look for your local printers. Usually you can upload any digital files you write, like in Microsoft Word or anything like that, and then upload those. And maybe I'll do a more extensive episode on how to actually do this and fonts and things, depending on listener feedback. But I'm working on payment gateways and the shop on my own website, arsenaloffreedom.com. Which maybe I should mention that in the episodes, every episode, the website. Because I haven't actually done that yet. I've just assumed that everybody's getting this file from the website. But maybe you're listening on Spotify someday, or on Stitcher, or some other podcast listening place. So the main website for this show is arsenaloffreedom.com. And I can talk a little bit more about the fonts used in this book. I wanted it to have that sort of liberty feel, that freedom feel. Because the 13 Stomps book is going to be about 13 days of action, massive action you can take to get what you want in life. Not everything you want, but when you take these actions, you will get more of what you want. Absolutely. Provided you actually take the actions. Just like this podcast won't play unless you take the action of going to the website and hitting the play button. But when you do, assuming all the tech is in place, it will play. And the 13 Stomps book actually came about due to a vacation that Jack took where he needed 13 episodes and he wanted to stomp everybody into action during the coronavirus pandemic. And it's kind of turned into the forever pandemic. At least people are still talking about it to this day. There's side effects that have come about out of it. And I'm not going to go into that really big in depth today because it's been done to death. But going back and listening to these episodes about individual action and individual freedom is kind of exactly what this podcast is about. So that's going to be the first thing I guess I have for actual sale other than the items of the day. Those are just affiliates and I get a small portion that doesn't cost you any extra. Sometimes you get a bonus. I always try to bring things that I use personally, or I know somebody who uses them, but so far I've only done things that I've used personally first, as items of the day. Eventually, I want to set up an Arsenal of Freedom card, which is kind of like when you go to a store and you get the Big Lots card and you link it to your phone number. And I'd really like to avoid linking to your phone number because I think that linking to your phone number, while it's convenient, is also, it creates a hassle in and of itself in case any, if you change phone numbers, if your phone dies. So I'm not sure exactly what it's going to look like, but I'd like it to maintain consistent branding and be really that cool thing. But what do you get out of an Arsenal of Freedom card? Well, I want to partner with vendors to get discounts, to get access when national brands, whatever I can come up with to help you live that more free life personally. And I'm partnering with Bean Chain Coffee, which is a local coffee shop, but they want to expand. And that's kind of what we all talk about here at Arsenal of Freedom is local content. You are your local content and you want to expand. Maybe not physically. We don't want to get too large, but expand your freedom and expand your liberty and expand freedom and liberty to others. And with that, take it, make it your own, make it a great day.